Good morning, everyone. I'd like to call the September 10th, 2015 Code Enforcement Board meeting to order. Madam Secretary, may we have a roll call?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Here.
Mr. Clark?
Here.
Mr.
Here.
Here.
Here. Good. All right. Has everyone had an opportunity to review the minutes from last month? Are there any additions or corrections? All right. We have a motion to approve the minutes. All right. We have a motion from Mr. Smart and a second from Mrs. Himes. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Like sign opposed, motion carries. Does anyone wish to disclose any ex parte communication? All right. Madam Secretary, do we have announcements?
Okay, we do have one case that is in compliance, it's not reflected on the agenda. Number new cases, number 11. Case number
DB0939 Brookshire Road. Okay. No, your case is in compliance. So if you want to talk privately to the code officer, you can do that. You're welcome to do that. All right. Would the code officers please come forward and be sworn in? All right, everyone, here's our procedure. We will be calling cases by number and for the most part in order as they are listed on the agenda. If there are any attorneys present, we will hear those cases first. When your case is called, please come forward and be sworn in. State your name and address for the record. If you are not the owner of the property, please state your relationship to the owner. Our proceedings are recorded, so please speak into the mic. The board hears from code officers first, and then you'll be given the opportunity to respond, and please direct all of your responses to the board. Witnesses may also testify following the same procedures. All right, do we have attorneys present?
Two.
Okay. All right, your case number is number two. All right, let's start with case number two. This is actually just a progress report, correct? Come on up, please.
Madam Chairman and members of the board, pleasure to see you this morning. I have with me today the structural engineer that's on this project with us, who I'm going to ask to join me at the podium. And for your record, I'm attorney Christopher Wickersham, and I represent the Bayshore Bath and Tennis Club Condo Association. And in regards to this particular project, I'm glad to announce that the permits have been issued, the progress is moving on, and it's actually ahead of schedule. Wow. Which we're all just elated over that. It's been a long, hard project. We do have a ways to go, but the progress that's being made is coming along much quicker than initially anticipated, predominantly by the good hard work of the contracting crew and the engineer that's involved in the project. They've also managed to utilize certain types of watering, extremely high pressure water to peel off these multi-layers of paint, which weren't fireproof to begin with and need to be fireproof. But by using the system they're using, it keeps the dust from getting in the air, which we're very conscious not only about our own residents, but the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So things are going really very, very well in that regard. Mm-hmm. Joe, if you would join me. This is Mr. Hiller.
All right. I think, does he need to be sworn in? Yeah, okay.
Joseph Hiller.
I do. I'm the structural engineer for the Bayshore Bath and Tennis Club. Right now, our progress initially was to do a quarter of the parking structure at a time, but what we've done to help the residents and to have less of an impact, We had the contractor go in and scrape off the existing fireproofing by hand and sweep and clean it up. They've actually stripped both parking structures, A and B, of all the original fireproofing and removed that material because that was a toxic material. They have since gone back in and they built a wood barricade to keep the dust and things out, and they're using the pressure washing. It's about 40,000 PSI, so it's extremely high pressure washing to remove the paint, the primer, the rust, the scale that's on the steel, and then they're going back through hand detailing and sandblasting the details where the beams are connected. And then after that point, we will go back in and inspect everything and then determine if there's anything necessary to be repaired at that point. And then we'll apply the fireproofing. But right now, they're flying through the project.
That's wonderful news. Thank you for doing that. We don't have an estimate for a compliance date, do we? We didn't make a compliance date on this yet. We're still just doing bi-monthly reports.
Yes. The initial estimate was about 9 months of construction.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you think you might be ahead of that?
Yes, at this point.
Great. Okay. Terrific. Well, thank you very much. Thank
you're
you
welcome.
For coming. Thank you for your work.
Thank you.
Okay. The next case we will hear. Would you like to come up and...
Madam Chair.
Yes. It's a bi-monthly progress report, so that's it. Through the end of November. Okay. Would you come forward, please? Just state your name. And what case are we doing now?
This is case number 7 on your agenda.
Okay, case number 7. Thanks.
And it's also a progress report today.
Okay.
My name's Chelsea Anderson. I'm with Cobb Cole, 149 South Ridgewood, for the record. And I'm here on behalf of the property owner, Seabreeze A1A LLC. Since we last spoke in August 13th, we have submitted a rezoning application in order to get the entitlements to be able to demolish this building. And the building, as I understand it, remains in compliance, and the graffiti has been painted over as it was with the last meeting. As you may recall, we're going through this rezoning process. The owner intends to demolish the building, but the issue is that the building is a non-conforming structure. In order to preserve the building footprint where it sits right now, which is right up at the property line along A1A, they have to do this plan development rezoning process, or else they'd have to meet the new setbacks. So we're waiting on that approval, which likely, if we get comments resolved by the 22nd of this month, which that's a very, that's a best case scenario, the city commission hearings wouldn't be until December. So I know that we have compliance.
The compliance date here is September 30th for the October meeting.
It's technically in compliance in that the graffiti is not there, but the building will not be able to be demolished before that date.
Okay. Mr. Reckonzone.
My name is Cliff Reckonzone, code enforcement inspector. My credentials are on file. Yes, the entire case is in compliance. We're just doing the updates to see where they're at with their construction.
I don't understand, Tony, if it's in compliance, should we find it in compliance and close the case? Or
no. If I could just clarify, Anthony Jackson, attorney for the city of Daytona Beach. As you may recall, and I'm sure Mr. Harrington recalls,
the property is
a property where under its current status, it's kind of open and left to where this would be a recurring or potentially a recurring problem with the graffiti and the accumulation of trash and garbage. So at the request of the responder themselves, they thought that this, we left this open, it would save this reoccurring and us having come back or recite, and they would just keep up with it and be under the monitor of this board to ensure that it occurs until they have the opportunity to demo. They have no opportunity to really do anything else other than to try and keep it clean. Is that the
pretty much the understanding.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
My question is, this is a courtesy that staff offered, not the board. Normally, if we had a case like this, we'd find them in wasn't non-compliance or is in compliance and will find. That is the normal thing we do for people that have a case like this. So, and it's nice to do favors, but it would have been nice if the board had the opportunity to present the favor. I just don't agree with that. I'm not going to vote against anything, but I don't.
So are we looking to do a will fine here?
No, you would have normally had a will fine.
Because they're normally that's what might occur?
Yes. And we wouldn't even have this.
Staff is asking us not to close the case, just leave it open, even though we're in compliance. Staff is asking us not to close the case. Case comes. It happens again where you have an open case as opposed to starting from scratch again.
All right, so what we're looking to do is make a motion to keep the case open and another progress report for next month.
Well, we're really not asking for a motion to keep it open because we just ask that you're doing it. It is in terms of the condition, in terms of being open, but we ask that you just maintain the progress. So. Another progress report or a compliance date.
Well, we have a compliance date set for 9:30.
Right.
For the end of.
We will not receive planning board approval and city commission approval because there's statutory requirements for our public hearings for that.
Right, but that has nothing to do with this board. We didn't make any ruling that you had to demolish the property or any of that.
It would be December.
All we had before us was that you had graffiti and rubbish and garbage, and you're in compliance. Normally, we would have said, you're in compliance, you were in non-compliance, we'll fine.
Right. That would have been our normal ruling.
Right. But since this case is sort of unique in the fact that the intent is to demolish it, it's a non-conforming structure, the reason we can't demolish it right now is we would lose the entitlements that are on that property, which is why they bought... it's a nice piece of property right there.
So if we don't do it the way we're doing it, you might lose the entitlements.
Well, we will not definitely, but we might be back before you in the same case, but a different case number.
Yes.
Because this continually is happening.
That's what normally would happen. That's the purpose of a will fine.
I think with the response from the staff is
that their work. It's just one of those things where we're kind of working together. They're working with us to accomplish something. They're working to accomplish something, and we're working with them to help them accomplish it. We understand those concerns you raise. It's not typical. I agree 100%. It's not typical for the board nor for staff in every situation to maintain a case like this. In this circumstance, for them to do the things necessary to ensure that this is not reoccurring, it would cost... require improvements on the land, and those improvements would not be what affect their entitlements. And so they're kind of stuck with the freeze until they can maintain and obtain the new permitting to move forward. I was told the anticipation for that would not be until December, and so maybe we want to just amend it to the December cutoff. If we want to continue having a comeback on progress, I don't know if that's necessary unless we feel that there's an issue, and then we can just, with the consent of the board, put it on the agenda if an issue should arise. And I would suggest a cutoff date for the December cutoff.
I think you just would have been better off not to brought the case.
Well, we've done what we've done. That's kind of in the past. If we want to now amend the compliance date, we can do that, and there's no reason that you have to come back every month to tell us everything's okay. The code officers can see that everything's okay. So is it the will of the board to amend the cutoff date? Well, Mr. Harrington, what would you like to do?
I'm certainly willing. I'm just trying to make a point about how things suddenly... are there, and
I have no, you know, we're sitting here with no background and we're suddenly asked to change our procedure because it's the convenience of one individual who is able to hire an attorney and do this. And fine, I have no real objection. I just wanted to make the point that I hope we don't have very many more of these. And if we need to do them, then it's the board's decision.
No, I think it was, I mean, we did vote on it.
Yeah.
So, all right. Chair will entertain a motion to amend the previous order of non-compliance and allow the respondent until the November cutoff date, which is 11-4, December cutoff date, which is 12-2, 2015, to come into compliance, or be returned to a subsequent meeting for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day until compliance is achieved. Is there such a motion?
No, that isn't what they wanted.
Well, let's have a motion and...
Okay, I'm not going to argue.
All right, we have a motion from Mrs. Himes. Do we have a second? Then we can have some discussion.
Second.
All right, second from Mr. Smart. Now, discussion, Mr. Harrington.
I'm just saying that is they were trying to avoid a fine, a compliance date, because they don't know exactly when this will happen. So
well, I think they're pretty certain that they'll be able to be in compliance on that date, by that date, and we've amended it. That's what we're trying to do, right? Mr. Garcia.
Madam Chair, members of the board, Hector Garcia, Neighborhood Services Manager for the city. Mr. Harrington, in reference to what you're saying, right now it's we're giving them a cutoff, theoretically, just to put a compliance date. However, the attorney has been working with us. They're keeping us up to date, emails constantly of the progresses that's going on. It's just to put a definitive date on there. If, in fact, God forbid, something arises, we can come back and address the issue again. I know this is a rare case, but you got to realize that every case is an individual case, and there are certain circumstances that may come up. And that's what it is. I mean, I know the attorney here yesterday personally called me herself, as well as sent me follow-up emails. She's keeping me up to date. She's keeping the code officer up to date. So they are working and keeping us up to date. Bringing them back possibly in December, and again, I'm saying possibly is if, in fact, there's a delay in something so that we can get it resolved. Does that explain?
They're in compliance, so...
Right. And this is just to preempt if, the, God forbid, the graffiti comes up again and they start trashing the place again.
That's what I'm saying. You can't give them a compliance date when they're in compliance.
I know. What do you say, Mr. Cino?
Well, we can leave it. Maybe move the hearing to, they're in compliance. You don't have to close the case at this point. You don't want to. Just move the, just have another hearing in December.
That's
correct.
What we're doing.
Yeah.
That's what
that's
the motion
fine.
Is.
Okay.
All right. We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Like sign opposed. Motion carries. Thank you very much. For December, correct.
It's December.
Right, right. That was part of the motion. Okay.
And Madam Chair, members of the board, if I may just may interrupt, we're having some technical difficulties with our network server, so therefore pictures will not be appearing today on the cases. So just to bring that up to you, I was just giving a note that the server's down, so we're having difficulties with the pictures. Okay?
All right. Now we'll go back to the beginning. Uh-huh. Item number 6 is a lien review / request for relief. And that is case number CEB 07-14-71-364 Nova Road. I'm sorry, that's the address, 364 Nova Road. Jasbir Sodi and Menendir Sodi.
Morning.
Good morning, Member.
Good morning. Please be sworn in. Yeah.
Jasbir Singh Sodi.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Okay, we're going to hear from staff first about this.
Yes, ma'am.
And then I'll give you a chance to testify.
Sure.
We have noticed how very different
yeah.
it is, yes. Oh, okay. Yeah. Thank you. Camera's on. All right, Mr. Jackson, this is different, something different than I've seen before, so let us know what this is all about, please.
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the board, this, I think ultimately really it's just a lien review. I mean, they have a circumstance that makes it, at least in their perspective, essentially that this is remedied to be able to move forward and take care of other situations that are that will bring the property to the standard it needs to be brought to. I saw the complaint. I spoke with staff. There, it's clear to staff at least that they were not final prior to. I know they said that
they were not what?
Let me back up.
Okay.
They indicate in their request that they were in compliance and that they were out of country and they made notification to the staff. We don't really have a record of a notification of compliance. However, looking back at the records, we could see that at least that they were, as what was presented, that there were contracts, there were things they were doing, whether or not it would satisfy the principal item was resolved. Or finally through permits or through, I think it was electrical. Okay, it was a dummy. So it was finally through permits subsequent to the date of the hearing, which was the deadline, and when the fines were imposed. Whether they were in complete compliance other than that principal matter or not, the staff doesn't know because they weren't. The staff has no record to be notified before I made that determination. The position of the staff is it accrued to $25,000. Staff is willing to reduce or ask the board to reduce the lien to the sum of $3,000, which would include its necessity for having to go out and inspect the general administrative type functions that they've done, and they believe that's a reasonable reduction for a $25,000 lien. And I realize that the other issue, which is an issue that you recognized and which makes it seem different, is that they are working in a sense with the city in a manner which they're trying to accomplish other remedies for a property that requires this lien be resolved one way or another. We believe $3,000 is reasonable unless someone can tell us otherwise.
All right, my question is, I think we all know that we do lien reviews when someone is in compliance. That's right. The normal procedure, yes. And I think that's what we've always done. Are you telling me that they are not in compliance right now?
It's really the issue of clarification on how we define. They're in compliance as to the items that they were cited for at the time. I mean, the overall condition now may not be in full, but they're in compliance with the items they were cited for,
mm-hmm.
which is really what our criteria is, I guess, for review or lien review.
So
do they need to do things now? Yes, and I think that's what this construction, this lien and the loan and the other issues that they're working on is to move on to the next step.
Mr. Fitzgerald, do you have anything to add?
Good morning. Mike Fitzgerald, City of Daytona Beach Code Enforcement Officer. My credentials are on file with the city. 364 North Nova Road. You all imposed the lien on 9/11/2014. They applied for their permit on 9/10/2014. It was issued 9/22. They tore down the canopy on 9/26/2014. But from that point on, they really hadn't even mowed their grass. So the city had mowed their grass during that time. I did go by there, and they did clean the property up last week themselves, and they're in compliance.
As of today, with the items that were listed in
the major item, which was the canopy, which was the dangerous part, was removed and finaled 9/26/2014. So other than the grass, So the rest of the violations were, you know,
deterioration of structural members, rot, decay, or rust. Structure is vacant and not adequately secured. Is it secured now?
No.
Trash and debris. That's cleaned up right now?
As of last week.
As of last week. Fence is loose, leaning, or falling.
Is the fence hasn't fixed? Been changed.
So it's not in compliance.
Fading and peeling paint.
That would have been the structure that was removed.
That was removed.
Yes.
All right, so there's still several issues where they are not in compliance.
Okay, so staying corrected.
Okay.
I guess it wasn't clarified.
Okay.
The major issue was done, and for them to be able to move forward and make this a property that is going to be redone completely is what we're trying to move forward to.
Okay, I understand. All right, we'll hear from, this is Mr. Sodi, this is Jasbir. Is that how you say your name?
My name is Jaspreet. I am the son of Mr. Jaspreet.
Okay. What would you like to tell us?
Ma'am, what happened was last year when we were cited for the canopy itself, we were in contract with Petrol Tech. Just 1 second. Forgot the name. It was... I'm sorry about that.
It's all right. Take your time.
It was the petroleum technicians. We were in touch with them to get the canopy removed last time when we were in court.
Mm-hmm.
And as per our impression from the court hearing, we were informed to take down the canopy and the old pumps that were there, rusted, and plus get the property, the structure, the building, the small 500 square feet building, up to order and secure the fence and everything in the back lot on the property. We had taken the canopy down, but at that time, we had a really bad weather in August last year. I was in India myself, and I was in contact with petroleum technicians for them to apply for the permit on our behalf and get this resolved. And they did that. I signed a contract with them on August 29th, but it was delayed from their side. As I was not here, I could not do it directly myself. And I don't have a manager for any of my properties. And
who was the other person listed on here? Manander Sodi.
Manander Sodi, that's my mother.
That's your mother.
Yes.
She's just another. She's an owner. Is she here?
Yes. No, she's not here either. They're actually out of the country. And
does she live here in this country? She lives in India?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Go ahead.
We've had the canopy ordered to remove on the 29th of August, but it was not removed until the end of September due to weather and permitting. But it was our fault that we went left it to the last moment. That was due to funds. We did not have the funds to demolish that. And when it was arranged and the funds were transferred to the petroleum technicians, they went ahead and carried on the paperwork and got that done. Regarding to the grass and not getting that mowed, in January I had a contractor to get that done. Same reason for nobody being here as a manager of the property. Nobody actually followed up with them to get that done, even though they were being paid monthly. And we have checks to prove that they were being paid. And I have pictures from my architect who went there in January, who did some pictures and some planning for a new canopy. And we submitted a whole file for review to the TRT board for a new development of the whole property. We were informed that we could not paint the structure at the moment, the small building, or do any alterations to the property unless it's been rezoned and we have a building permit. We've been trying to do that since December last year.
What's taking so long,
It was the TRT board. You can confirm with them as well. I have an approval letter from them in April, which actually took up to 4 months for them to review and go through. It was reviewed twice, and there were some major issues that we had to clarify with them from the engineer and architect. And that's what took a little bit longer. And I had Stanley Holmes as my architect, who submitted all his files to the city office with pictures of the property in January. And I have pictures of that. Plus, I have other planning documents and construction documents for a new canopy and the building to be brought up to date, plus the signboards so the business could be up and running again and for a rezoning application. And we've got approval from the city in April 10th. And since April 10th, I've been trying to get funds arranged to complete this project. And now that we've got the funds arranged, we came through an obstacle that is a lien. Since that period, since September till today, we didn't receive any letters that there was a lien. We were informed that there was a non-compliance court enforcement, but we were under the impression that when we took the canopy down, the major problem that was there, the rust and the decay, that we would be in compliance for that.
I have a question to ask you. So you see how very difficult it is to do business when no one's in, when
yes,
you don't
ma'am.
Live here.
Yes, ma'am.
When you're gone for extended periods of
yes,
time.
Ma'am.
And you don't maintain your property and you don't call to make sure that it's maintained. Difficult. Let me ask you whether you intend to stay here to get this building going and into compliance.
Yes, ma'am. I intend to stay here. Once my funds are through, I need to complete this project and get this project up and running.
Because the maintenance is one of the big issues with me, that you just kind of, you know, did what you thought you needed to do and left the country and just didn't maintain the property. And maintenance can be costly, but it's not as costly as some of the other things that you're wanting to do.
That's right, ma'am. But there will be checks paid out to a contractor to get the property cleaned up twice.
But someone, it still falls to you. Whether a contractor
yes.
does what you pay them to do is up to you, not
yes,
up
ma'am.
To anyone else.
Yes, ma'am. It was our mistake that we couldn't follow up with them fully. But when we did try to follow up, in our eyes, it was up to date. But when we were not following it up, I know I've got notices from the city office that they did mow the lawn, yes, not once, but multiple occasions. And then when I contacted the contractor, he said that he would take care of that. That was a bad point
okay.
for
Any
us.
Any comments from the board?
Mr. Jackson, if we grant this lien reduction, are we, in essence, dismissing the charges of the other items that are in non-compliance when we do this?
I don't have that answer. Let me speak with the staff just a moment.
Okay. And I don't want this to set a precedent that people come for lien reviews before their property is in compliance. Anybody have a comment on that?
That's what I'm asking.
Right. I like to work with people as much as possible, but I see that your notifications are in here.
May I also add one more thing?
Yes.
Every time that we put a chain or any barricade up to the back lot of the property to block it from any access, every time we put up any signboards there, any time we've done anything, it's been removed. Every single occasion.
Mm-hmm.
And we've tried our best to put it up so nobody can...
Do you have a no trespassing warrant there?
Yes, ma'am. We did post one, but I don't think it was activated because I have not much clues on that. What happened was my contractor, I posted the letter to him, and he was supposed to submit it out. He was from Sanford, and I've not been able to get in touch with him right now.
Okay. Any other comments from the board?
Wait. For our
we'll wait for. Okay, we're waiting for Mr. Jackson.
Madam Chair, Mr. Harrington, in discussing with staff, first of all, Ms. Cundiff, you're absolutely right. This is unusual. It's not completely unprecedented. We've done it before. But it was then a residential situation, and then it was more being more conscious of the economic times with the foreclosures and so forth.
I just haven't seen this. It doesn't mean it's never been done.
Right.
Right.
What staff is proposing is this. Our release is always conditional upon the payment within 30 days. We would want this release to be conditioned upon payment in 30 days and the property fully maintained at the time of payment for us to grant the release. If the property is not fully maintained,
then they can come back before the board and explain to you guys at the next meeting. So basically, it has the effect of if it's not maintained and satisfied, then they would return to the next meeting to have further consideration from this board if we're in dispute or anything else related to the lien. From the materials that were submitted, it does have the appearance that there's this move towards accomplishing something that would be an improvement to everyone that wants to see this area improved. And I guess that's part of what's moving this whole thing forward, this desire to see the improvements. And it's really up to the board. I could clearly understand if the board elects to say, no, go take care of everything and come back next month. And if that's the desire of the board, then, you know, obviously we'll live with that desire. But at the same time, the staff is willing to move this forward with a conditional approval with them having being, my understanding from the inspector, the security issue is just locking up. Is that correct, Mr. Inspector? And the other issue is just the maintenance, the grass and the
yes.
It would be wonderful for it to be painted, but that's something he can't do until that's all part of the new project. So
those
two outstanding issues is this maintenance and locking up the doors.
Before you accept any payment, that you would make sure that this is completed and really in compliance. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's a better way to say it. Yes, I think in that 30-day time period, they'll have 30 days to make payment and have this thing stuff into compliance to be granted the release. The reduction, which is what we're recommending. And if that's not done, then it remains, and they can come back and seek further. In this situation, we want them to be able to come and seek further relief, only because, again, our desire, as much as anyone else in the community, is that if the project's worked this far towards progress, we'd love to see them be able to do the project. But at the same time, we only can do so much. They have to do their part.
Excuse me, ma'am. May I add one more thing?
Mm-hmm.
That regarding getting in compliance for the property itself to do most of the work, we've actually had a little loss in our business, and we've applied for funds for this project. And we cannot obtain any funds for this project until
I've read that.
We are fully... Either I would request the board to give us a 30-day full relief from the board, from the lien, and we would be in compliance 100%, and we can then...
How will you be in compliance? Do you have all your permits issued?
Ma'am, we have approvals from the city to do constructions and order the canopies and get that done. The canopy would be delayed, but if we get our funds together, I should be able to get started on cleaning up the property, getting that small building up to date and up and running. That's the funds mostly for. That was the loan mostly for. And I've been trying to get this project, this loan approved for since April, since we got the approval from the TRT board. I was not aware that we had a lien on this property. We were not aware. We were working with the city and nobody informed us that there was any data regarding this or any of the lien on this property. If we were aware, we would have taken action earlier. I wouldn't have had to wait till now.
It just seems to me, members of the board, that we've got to do one or two things. Either it's in compliance as far as we're concerned, case is closed, and they can bring another case if they want. Or we feel it's not in compliance because things haven't been done, and deny the lien review at this point. To have a situation where within 30 days it's done or not, that's our decision to make, putting it on staff. I'm not sure we want to go down that road. I mean, we can, but I'm just, you know...
Also, ma'am, I have provided documents for the approval of the loan and approval for the full project on this, all fundings for this project. I've submitted documents with my request.
So the motion that we would make would postpone the lien review?
Well, if we're saying they're not in compliance...
Right, because they're not in compliance until they're in compliance. By next month.
Or take a position if they're in compliance, close the case, and then if they want to bring up another case, they can do that.
This is before us as a lien review to give some relief to these two people. I am sure that they were notified. There is notification in this packet, correct?
For the initial notice of hearing and notice of violation, yes.
Is there notice of the fine in this packet?
Anything after that is sent by regular mail. So it would have gone to the address of record, which would tell the bank the copy of the order.
The order went to Pelican Bay Drive, correct? The imposing the fine and lien, we have a copy of that in this packet, that we were imposing the lien. Was no one getting your mail?
No, ma'am. Nobody was here to get the mail.
Just one
so in other edit. Words, you were notified, but mm-hmm. no one picked up because no one was here.
Yes, ma'am. But also, I was in contact with the city office regarding my permitting and my rezoning. And then in the system, when we applied for all their documentation with the TIT board, nothing was brought up or nothing was made aware of. Because I've been working on this since January till April continuously. Nothing was made aware of at that time.
The major reason you're not in compliance is because the funding is not available through the whoever you're borrowing from.
Yes, sir.
Until you get the lien removed.
Yes, sir. Until I get the lien relieved from the property, they won't release funds to me.
You're pushing the compliance of this onto us mm-hmm. by asking us to, in essence, credit you in full faith for
that would
something
be my
when you haven't done it.
Temporary lien removed conditionally. As soon as I get my funds, that would be my first step to bring the property up to standard and make it look nice for the city.
I don't.
That's been my idea for the last 1 year.
How we can find them in compliance
when they're not in compliance? I mean, I'm not comfortable with this at all.
Yeah, we staff at this point is not, as you heard the staff's request, it's not a request for you to do that, not to go as far as a total release. If he's saying that's the only way this can happen for him, I don't know the answer. And quite honestly, Madam Chair, the application, the information presented suggested a staff support that I don't know the level of that support. The code staff is willing to ask to push this back in the agenda and go check with planning or see if there's someone available who can assist us in knowing the level of the staff support in terms of where we are in this project. But if the board is willing to hear and consider that.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
You said that you didn't receive the notices that were mailed to 433 Pelican Bay Drive?
Yes, sir. We received a notice in June that was for the hearing at that
time.
There
are people living at 433.
No, sir. I only live there temporarily when I come to the country.
Well, don't you have bills and things that
going
you pay?
Sir.
I live in Pelican Bay.
Yes, sir.
Is this a house where you put pavers in the driveway and the
yes,
front
sir.
Door?
Yes, sir.
So there's been cars there.
Oh, yes. My cars are always parked there, sir.
But and the cars have gone in and out. I mean, they've changed.
That's my sister. She travels. She's a pilot, and she travels on and off, in and out. But she doesn't have access to the mail. She only has access to the house for accommodation.
This is your sister? She didn't forward mail to you?
No, the mail comes to the mailbox, and she doesn't have keys to that. That key is with my mom, my parents and my dad, my mother, my father and my mother.
I recognize that the mail is not delivered direct to the house.
Yes, sir.
There's some central mailboxes.
Yes, and she has no access to any of that. She only gets to the city when she's flying in for study or a course. That's it. Or if she's flying in for any aviation-related business.
You know, as much as I'd like to see this property cleaned up, cleared up, and made right, and I believe you intend to do that at some point, I think it is beyond what I'm willing to grant you at the $3,000. I'm not willing to do that in any way, shape, or form. And I'm just concerned with all the different things that are going on in this case and all the excuses that are being made, that I am at the point where I don't want to even deny. I don't want to reduce the lien at all. It's not in compliance. And there are a lot of excuses as to why it's not in compliance. The most I would be able to support is moving, you know, continuing the case until next month. That's about as much as I could do that I would propose to do.
Can I add one more?
Not thing? Yet. So that we can make sure that everything's in place. And even then, we're going to come back to the same issues that we're talking about now. Unless I have, even if we have all of the stuff in front of us.
Madam Chair, if I may.
Yes, you may. Please.
If I've sent the inspector over to the planning board, to the planning division, I'm sorry, to the planning division, to see if we can get some more clarity. If the board would elect to put this on hold for right now or hear a few other cases,
okay.
And when we get somebody from the planning board here that can give us a lot more clarity on this, then we can continue and come to a hopefully a resolution today.
All right, we will come to a resolution today, but we'll bring you back up when we have all the information we need. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, ma'am. Most definitely. Thank you.
All right. Let's go to.
So far, so good.
All right, case number one. Right, that's where we are. Right back at the beginning. CEB 12-14-130 Atlantico Condo Association, care of Pro Heart Pro Realty, and this is just here today for a progress report. Hi, state your name and address, please.
Good morning, Madam Chair, board, staff, Amy. My name is Chuck Hayes, Keystone Engineering and Consulting. I'm representing the association as the engineer of record.
Okay, be sworn in, please.
Yes, I did.
All right. We'll hear from staff, please. This was Mr. Cleaves, are you?
Yes, Madam Chair, this is this case is generally handled by Tom Cleaves. Now, Vicki Langford is handling that on his behalf for today, and so our knowledge of the progress from the engineer.
As per instructions from Inspector Clegg, progress is moving along as expected, and we're looking for comments today on how that's going.
Good. Mr. Hayes, go ahead.
All right. I will keep this succinct.
Good.
We are currently contracted. There's an open building permit, same as the last progress report I gave. The general contractor is scheduled to mobilize in January of 2016. We'll complete all of the structural requirements on the third floor beams, which was initiated the initial action anyway. That's about a 90-day effort. That'll wrap that up. At that point, we intend to call for the final inspection from the building department and close the project. In the interim, we did a full comprehensive building condition survey, noted all of the structural needs, some are cosmetic related, but back on August 21st, Mr. Tom Cligg came by and cited the association as a follow-up action for rust stains on the seawall. The president sitting right back there smiling because he put on his work clothes, grabbed some paint from Sherwin-Williams, and that was taken care of on Tuesday of this week. So not to discount the seawall itself, we're going to monitor it for cosmetic aesthetic reasons, continue to apply paint for the right purposes until that lower priority of structural needs can be funded. That's the report.
Okay. Is this a a monthly or a bi-monthly progress report that we're doing? Bi-monthly. Okay. But you're estimating that everything may be done within 3 or 4 months, right? So we don't have a compliance date. Okay. So you will be back in 2 months to let us know.
Wonderful.
Is that okay? So
sure.
Finish. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll see you in 2 months. Sounds like you're doing a good job. Thank you. All right. Case number 3. CB0615-23 is in compliance? No. Halifax Riverfront Company, LLC. This is also a progress report with a compliance date of 9/30/2015.
Good morning, Madam
Chair. The property at 118 South Beach Street. Oh, okay. Please state your name and address for the record and be sworn in.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the board, staff. Gail Flanagan, owner, 118 South Beach Street.
Okay. And?
Brian Fredley, BPF Design. We're the architecture firm that's representing the owner. 207 Fairview Avenue, Daytona Beach, Florida.
Okay. Amy will swear you in. All right, what can you tell us? This is just a progress report with a compliance date. Mr. Fitzgerald here?
No, ma'am, but he did give me information concerning the case. He informed me that they are working on it, they're making progress, that the plans have been submitted, and I guess the application for permits, perhaps. That's what my note says, but I'm sure I can get some clarification from the contractor. But the city staff is satisfied with their progress.
Okay. Mr. Fredley.
Yes. We were brought on board in late July, and we developed a design solution to solve the issues at hand there. It's in the historic overlay district, so there's some complications to just, you know, put something quickly together and make it in compliance. It would be easy to just rebuild the storefront glass cases that were there, if you know the property. But the owners and staff have a vision to try to bring this building back to maybe the 1920s nostalgia. So we're going through design solutions. One was submitted to staff. It took about a month to get comments back from staff. We met with staff last week, and now they're kind of wanting us to go in a different direction. So we're working with staff to try to develop another design solution, and we're hoping to submit that by mid-October and be on the November Historic Preservation Board agenda for the COA.
What month would that be?
November. We have to submit a month ahead of time.
Yeah, I understand.
You know.
Yes, I understand.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're thinking that this compliance date is not very realistic. Is that correct?
That's correct, Madam Chair. And just for the board's information, Mr. Bryan just informed me that staff is in support of them going before the Historic Preservation Board. That's the route they're going in. And understand that will take additional time.
Okay.
Yeah, there's some other complications. There's a facade grant, and there's a historic preservation grant also that we're trying to align for this project. So if we can get submitted for October with the right design that staff and the owners and the contractor and the budgeting all can align for this project, get our COA for November, then we could probably concurrently apply for the building permit by November, and hopefully, I'm going to say 4 months construction, be done, I would say, realistically, April 1st.
Just a question. Who is staff in this case?
Jason Jeffries. He was in
CRA.
Yeah, it's in the redevelopment. So.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Charles Bryant, redevelopment project manager for the city of Daytona Beach. I do. Board, I was just directed by the director for the redevelopment department to instruct the board that staff is in support of this request. The facade grant would be coming from the redevelopment department, and the historic preservation grant would be processed also through the redevelopment department. And we are in support of the extension, given the opportunity, because he won't be able to go before the historic preservation board until November.
The support you're giving is for the new one or the original one? When you say, I understand he had to make changes because
right.
they wanted to go the historic preservation. Is that the support you're supporting, or you're supporting the changes they said to make?
We're supporting the extension to give them opportunity to go before the historic preservation board. All the changes that they're going to be making will be reviewed by staff through the technical review process.
Okay. I understand.
And just to clarify, there is not a design at this point. We have a narrative that we've discussed of how we're going to do it and what we're going to do. But we need the month from here till mid-October to put that together, work with staff, and get it right. So we have a narrative that everybody's agreed to, that we're going to do it that way. We've got to put it to paper, though. We've got to make it happen.
Mr. Jackson, what is your recommendation for this case?
Well, Madam Chair, the staff is recommending is, as requested, that this be that the compliance date be amended, and that we do a progress report. I'm not sure when will be the next best time for progress.
Well, November meeting here will be before the historic preservation meeting. I'm on that board, so it'd have to be December.
I don't see based on the amount. I'm sorry, hold. Yeah, what we were understanding up to this point is that they've been working with staff, and so staff has been very much involved, so we don't really have any concerns other than for us to come back after they have the meetings. So the December date would probably, which we had it at the compliance date, but he just told us April is really the compliance.
Yeah, that's, I don't feel comfortable giving anybody till April without progress report.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, we're not asking for
right.
that. I mean,
okay,
I was trying to be realistic on what the construction schedule was.
I understand. So. All right. So I think that all we need to do now is amend the compliance date to the December cutoff. Is that right?
Well, I was just giving a little bit of note of clarification.
Okay.
If we being reminded that the violation is for no permits for the exterior renovations. The aspect of obtaining the permits, which is that's the ultimate goal of compliance, we believe that can be remedied for December. I'm sure that's why we had that earlier.
For the December.
Date. Not a date for the whole project, but a date to have them
remedy
with the
okay.
remedy.
You bring it back for hearing to impose fine at the December meeting.
Yeah.
So excuse me?
Bring it back for the hearing to impose fine at the December meeting if they're in compliance.
Right. Done, right.
Not.
Okay. The chair will entertain a motion to amend the previous order of noncompliance and allow respondent until December 2nd, 2015 to come into compliance and return to a subsequent meeting for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 today until compliance is achieved. Is there such a motion? Motion by Mrs. Himes.
Second.
Second by Mr. Harrington. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
I'd like sign opposed. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
All right. December. Case number 4. CEB 0615-24, the Hindu Cultural Association of Daytona Beach. This is a progress report with compliance due on 11/4/2015. Good morning.
Good morning.
Would you come forward, be sworn in, state your names, please?
Mark Dowes, engineer of record, 536 North Halifax, Daytona Beach. I do.
Okay. Let us hear from staff, please, and then we'll ask you to come up, Mark.
Madam Chair, members of the board, I've spoken to the inspector regarding this matter. It's here for a progress report. The inspector is Michael Fitzgerald. Satisfied with the progress that's being made. He did have a question about, again, ensuring our running and continued concerns regarding the kitchen, and so that's what he's clarifying. But in terms of progress in general, it is adequate progress, and would like to hear from the contractor.
Okay, we'll wait a second. Mr. Fitzgerald, what would you like to tell us?
This is for, an update.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll bring the...
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right, good. Mark.
The last time we talked, Mark Dowse for the record, last time we talked about site plan going in July 1, which happened. We estimated site permits would be complete by August 15th, which would be 45 days. Didn't quite make that. We did get the site plan approved September 8th. I have a letter indicating that. And that is supposed to trigger the release of the building permit, but that's taking like 2 or 3 days. So we think, you know, within a couple of days, they'll have the building permit issued.
I'm sorry. Do we swear everyone in
here? Yeah.
Oh, I am. Sorry.
Yeah.
So, assuming we get the building permit in a couple of days, which is what we think our best estimate is at this point, we still have 90 days estimated to do all the construction. The site plan did address all, the site plan and the building permits do address all the items. So, as soon as that construction is complete, everything would be obviously in compliance. 90 days from a couple of days would put us into like December 12th. You know, to have everything done. If you'd like, we can have another progress update prior to that time, maybe in a couple of months, if that suits you. Otherwise, we're pretty much on schedule. Just the permitting took a little longer than what we thought.
It seems to be a common problem.
Yeah.
All right. What is your recommendation, Mr. Jackson?
City staff is okay with.
There we go.
City staff is okay with the additional time. In fact, we believe, just looking at this, we had an anniversary for the compliance date, which sounds like it would probably be the right time to get a progress report, which is that November 4th date,
mm-hmm.
Or whatever the November meeting
right,
date.
The meeting. Mm-hmm.
So on the November meeting, it would be my suggestion for the... A progress report, and then we'll move forward with compliance. I guess he's telling us in, are you saying December or January?
It would be, did we estimate completion December, well, 2 days from today, December 10th?
Okay, so by the January cutoff.
By the it would have to be the January cutoff, which, I'm sorry, I don't have here.
January 6th.
Okay. January 6th is the cutoff.
What we're asking now is that would be the issues of describe what issues you're talking about, but it won't be completely done because the kitchen will still be worked on.
We expect during that 90 days, mm-hmm. whatever modifications need to be handled in the kitchen will also be done.
Oh, okay, fine.
So we think we can finish it.
Wrap it up.
November, January 6th.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. This seems easy. The chair will entertain a motion to amend the previous order of noncompliance and allow respondent until January 6, 2016 to come into compliance or be returned to a meeting for a subsequent meeting for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day, and the board further orders a progress report for the November meeting, which is November 12th.
So moved.
All right, Mr. Harrington
second.
Makes motion and second from Mr. Smart. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like sign opposed. Motion carries.
Madam Chair, we had one other request.
Okay.
Last time we asked that we'd be able to use the cooking, which is like a outdoor stove, 1 day a week.
One,
oh, I'm sorry. It was once a month. I stand corrected. It was once a month.
Once a month, yes.
And that was granted, and they have been doing that. They have a cultural event, which is 5 days next month. It's a distinct 5-day period. And they were requesting if they could use that, you know, outdoor stove for that 5-day period for their cultural event. Yes.
What?
So they would want to finish. They have a, because they don't think the kitchen will be done by then, because they have to get the permits and get the
right,
kitchen
understood.
All done. So they would want permission not just once per month. It'd be one per month, except for next month. They want 5 days in a row for the cultural event that they have to be able to use that outdoor cooker.
Can we have a specific days?
Yes.
Do they have a
specific days?
16, 17. So this would be in October. 5 days in October. What are the dates?
16th to the 21st of October.
Refresh me, that outdoor stove is not adjacent to the building?
It is not.
So are we talking about a grill, basically?
It's a grill with a pot.
A grill with a what?
With a pot. They have a burner, like if you do a shrimp boil or something, you'd have a burner like that. And ordinarily it wouldn't be a problem. It's just that with that overriding thing saying no cooking on the premises,
What do you think, Mrs. Hines?
This 5 days.
That's correct, ma'am.
October 16th through the 21st.
That's correct.
Okay.
Mr. Jones.
You know, from the beginning, these people have done everything the incorrect way. I don't think there's any way we should let them have that. They've done enough. They've made us go through all this process. I don't think we should regret that.
Anyone else?
The stove is not adjacent to the building, just like the grills that they have at every other church in town on a Sunday or Saturday. They have them all the time.
That's correct.
Is there any difference between one of those grills and this, except that's maybe permanent?
Do they need a permit to do a 5-day grilling event?
No, Madam Chair, I believe, and I'll ask for someone to correct me if I'm understanding it wrong, but I believe the only real issue is just the issue of us having the earlier concerns that Mr. Jones brought up, and those concerns created this monitoring that would otherwise probably not be but for the concerns that arose early, and with them being under the board's jurisdiction, the necessity for them to make these types of requests. But Mr. Harrington's right. I can't not agree with Mr. Harrington that it's similar to what we would typically see. And I would expect that from what's being described, at least, you know, cooking out on the grounds of any other facility during activities on the facility itself, at the facility itself.
If we were not currently under this action, we wouldn't need to make the request.
Correct.
Move the question.
Yeah. All right. So, I guess the chair will entertain a motion to allow the respondents to use their outdoor unattached cooking facility from October 16th through October 21st, 2015.
So moved.
Second.
All right, we have a motion from Mr. Smart and a second from Mrs. Hines. May we have a roll call vote, please?
Hines?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Mr. Harrington?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
No.
Mr. Cundick?
Yes. All right, motion carries.
Thank you for your consideration.
Okay. Yes. Yes, I forgot to put that in there. I thought about that. Okay, let's move on to case number 5. CEB 08-15-36, Eric Stack at 380 Jefferson Street. Is the respondent present? All right. This is to impose a fine.
Madam Chair, members of the board, the inspector for this case is Denzel Sykes. This cases before you, as you indicated, for imposition of a fine. It's 380 Jefferson Street. The inspector reports that the property remains in noncompliance. He has had no contact from the respondent, nor any progress done towards compliance. The staff is requesting $100 per day fine to a maximum of $10,000.
All right. Any other comments? Looks like nothing's been done to me. All right. The chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $100 per day against respondent effective today and continue until compliance is achieved or reaches the maximum of $10,000. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All right. Motion from Mr. Smart, second from Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like sign opposed. Okay. Motion carries. Thank you. Case number six is in compliance. We did case number seven, correct?
Right.
So we're on case number eight, CED07-15-34, Myron Lichten, at 960 Magnolia Avenue. This case is continued from last month. Is Mr. Lichten or someone available? All right. Mr. Jackson.
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the board. This case is in a status, an interesting status. It did go to, was that a tax deed sale, I believe it was? And was foreclosure? Okay, a foreclosure sale, but it went to public sale and it was purchased. There is a new owner.
The new owner being Mr. Lichten?
No. Okay, all right, I'll ask, and I was just looking over to Board Secretary, the last research on the circumstances that the purchaser did an assignment of bid. They didn't pay the assignment of bid fee, so the clerk is still holding the actual completion of the transfer until he paid a fee. So it all happened.
Who pays the fee?
Probably the bank for the assignment. So
not the old owner.
Right.
Okay.
I think it's like $18 or something. Yeah, so there's an expectation this is will be final, but as of today, we can't tell you that it's a final transfer, and of course, after the transfer, we have to allow them time to come into reasonable time to comply. The issue is an issue of no water services. We expected that something that they would...
Is anyone living there?
You may recall, this is the one where they had the little... what do we call them? Transient residents who are staying with this paper of approval from an out-of-area owner that just said it's okay for anyone who wants to live here to stay here. And because of that, we were left with this presumption of occupancy that required the water. Obviously, if the new owner comes in and truly vacates the place, then that probably would remedy it until they do whatever improvements they intend to do. But we don't know what the new owner will do because we don't have that.
We do not.
At that stage yet. So the only thing we can request at this point is that we continue it to the next meeting, with the hopes that the new owner come and take care of this on its own. But either way, we'll make contact with the new owners and let them know the status and give them the reasonable time to comply. And at that point, we'll determine whether we need to dismiss it, leave it, let you resolve it if they come into compliance or amend it with a new owner.
Any comments from the board, please? No. So we're just going to, the chair will, anything from staff? Okay. Chair will entertain a motion to continue the case until
next meeting.
The October cutoff date, which is 9/30/15.
Just
continue it to the next meeting, which is the October meeting, October 8th, 2015. Is there such a motion?
So.
Motion from Mrs. Hines. Is there a second?
Second.
Second from Mr. Smart. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like sign opposed, motion carries. We certainly are having some unusual procedural questions today, aren't we? Okay. Case number 9, CEB 07-15-35, Robert L. and Bernadette White at 465 Pleasant Street. Please come forward.
Good morning.
State your name and address for the record, please.
Maria White, Senior.
Wait a second, please. That's okay. We've got to get it into the mic. Okay. Well, we can hear you, but we want the... There's a tape.
Yeah, the recording.
I don't think that one's working either, but... I'm sorry. Okay.
Good morning. I'm Adam Tamron. And
I'm here now.
Okay. Hey, member of the board. My name is Gladys White Murphy. I reside at 370 Parkway Street here in the Daytona Beach area, 32114, and I am the sister of Mr. White.
Can you both raise your right hand, please? You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, we're going to hear from staff, and then we'll give you a chance to speak, okay?
Thank you very much.
That's fine. You good?
Mr. Jackson.
Since I'm here.
Yeah.
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the board. The inspector for this case is Cliff Reckonzone. It's before you for imposition of a fine. Mr. Reckonzone informs me and would like to inform the board that the property remains in noncompliance. It was boarded up, closed up, but it's not remedied. And because it's in noncompliance, he's requesting $100 per day fines and to to $15,000 maximum.
Can I say something?
Not yet. Hold on. I'll give you a chance to talk. Okay. Do you want to tell us? So, has anything been accomplished?
I've been in contact with them,
mm-hmm.
and they've boarded up the building, they've removed the car, and they've cleaned up the yard, but that doesn't fix all the structural issues with the property, and doesn't put the house into compliance. And I explained to them that would not put the house into compliance, that all the repairs had to be made.
Okay. Is anyone living there?
No, ma'am.
No one's living there?
No, ma'am.
Okay. But it is boarded up.
Boarded up, the thing got up, and my son, he's a mechanic. I usually let him his cars over there. But we removed all that. The board right there with the ceiling down right there. That
yes.
Removed. Cracks in the house right there. That's all plastic. I built all that myself. It's got the right on the right driveway right here. It's the way they are faster. Where they had an air conditioning, that one, I guess, we got behind the wall and made it hold right there, and it's been working on it and all that. Stay here because the pecan trees, pecans all over the up, or squirrels eat all pecan trees this time of year. I had all the hedges cut out around the houses and everything, all that been removed. And, I just need to do a little patchwork around the house. And that little hole right there, what I'm talking about, it's nothing. But I just got to get all that, get the ventilator, put all that piece right there, and I have somebody to put some plaster. I am working on the house, but I'm in and out of hospitals and nursing homes and all of that right there. Putting the loose another leg, and my wife, she has cancer. So I'm doing the best I can about the house and everything. I got, went out to the police department, got private
So it's posted?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And I'm working on the house as much as I could, but I'm here and everything is working right. I got in a really bad accident and just don't work right at times and all that. And I am going to be a disabled veteran of Vietnam veteran.
Gladys. Good.
I'm doing my very best. It has been like a roller coaster for me to try to get assistance for him. I've gone through different avenues to try to get assistance from him. First, I went to Mr. Charles, I think his name is Bernie, I have not met him. And he suggested that I go to another young lady with the community development, and she tells me that he has to be living at the resident. He has to be living at the resident in order to get assistance. And she's telling me that there is a waiting list, and he will not be on the waiting list for assistance this particular year, 2015. He will go on the waiting list for assistance in 2016. In order for him to receive their assistance, his house has to be insured. In other words, he has to have the plumbing, the roofing, and electricity. Everything has to meet appliance in order for him to get assistance. And she said that he has to be living there. The house is not in the condition where he can live in. It doesn't even have a ramp. It's not inhabited for him to live there. So that's just out of the way right now. So I said, well, if we cannot get that done, I refuse to go back to the board with nothing done. So I just took it upon myself to go ahead and hire someone to clean the area. And I do have pictures where there is working in the area, and a lot of the debris has been moved. So the yard looks so much better. It looks better in the community that the area is cleaned up, not only on the front, but the side, and also the back of the area has been cleaned. Cars has been removed, so there has been some transformation in the property. I have spoken with Mr. Rekasan. He's been very kind in returning my call and answering my question and trying to assist me with getting some things done. He really has. And he also told me that that will not bring it up to compliance. So I understand that, but I just want to make sure that signs are posted, it's secured, it's boarded so that no one can go into the place, and it will be up to Mr. White to maintain that area because I cannot afford to do it. I went ahead on and got it done up to this part, but I cannot afford to keep it up myself. So once I got that taken care of, I told Mr. White it would be up to him and his wife to maintain the place, to keep make sure that it's up to the appearance of the place for the community, mm-hmm. you know. So it looks much, much better. Like I said, it's been a transformation to get everything done. It's like a roller coaster, but nevertheless, I've done my best, and I refuse to come back in front of the board with nothing done. Even a little something with the computer,
that.
You know, in the community would make the area look better.
You say you talk to a borough.
Excuse me?
Boroughs.
Charles Bryan.
Yes, Charles Bryan, not Bryan. Charles Bryan, thank you so very much for the correction. And he referred me to the young lady within the community development, and she was telling me that all of the things I've already shared with you. So I've been running around trying to get things done, and I do have a person that will clean the yard and keep the place, you know, presentable in the community. That's very important, and I do understand that. But I just want them to know that they have to maintain it because I cannot afford it to carry on. But I can oversee it to make sure that it's done.
Okay. Mr. White.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you going to keep this property cleaned and maintained on the outside?
Yes, ma'am.
You have the funds to do that, and you obviously have a sister that's helping you.
Yes, I have that on my board. I've got them back cleaning. They cannot be working on cars over there and got UGI up. I was going to give him the house and everything and fix it, but I'm in and out of the hospitals and these doggone nursing homes and stuff. We're having problems.
Yeah, we understand that.
I mean, I'm doing the best I could right now. And I bought that house back there in 68, and I raised my kids up in that house.
Mm-hmm.
I
Where do you live now?
I live in
423 Cameron Street. That's a couple of streets. So he can ride back to see his area and to make sure that someone is cleaning up. I have a young man that worked on it to get it up to where it is now. And if we can pay him, he can just do a monthly cleaning of the property to make sure that the yard is clean and it's continuing to be bored and the signs are posted.
Okay. Any comments from the board? Staff is recommending a fine of $100 per day up to $15,000.
Can I just mention one other thing, Madam
Yes.
Chair? I just want to say that I very much respect what they're doing and,
Yes.
and admire what they're doing. And we
Absolutely.
Wish everyone would, even when they're left with a situation of noncompliance. And I think that the record should reflect that, you know, if indeed it is maintained, that the staff should very much take into consideration on any future review of any liens imposed, that they've done so much to maintain it if they get back onto the project. Of course, the issue for staff is that this is complaint generated, and the status is a status that our code does not allow the property to remain in. And so we really it's unfortunate, and hopefully they can get an opportunity to get back and restore it. I know every homeowner that has any history in their home would love and desire to do that. And if Mr. White's able to do that, that's wonderful. But in any sense, at this stage, we have no other real remedy other than to request an imposition of a fine and have you and. You can look at it again in the future.
It's not even like that right there. They had all that taken care of. You
know, okay.
So all of the hedges, there's nothing there, and I have pictures here
mm-hmm.
that I've been by even this morning. And I go by periodically to check on the
right.
place because I'm the only one to help
right.
them out with this. With
right.
this.
We really appreciate
so,
the effort that you have made to clean up the outside.
So all the hedges, we don't have hedges. If you look at the pictures, all of this has been taken care of. There's no hedges. I asked that you remove all of that. So this is not update pictures.
Right.
I have
I see that. That's May 3rd
here.
Up there.
All
I see
of,
that.
All of this is taken care
March
of.
3rd.
No hedges over there by the house. Nothing is blocked so you cannot see the house.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted everything so I can see all the way around the house
right.
when I walk around there. And make sure that everything is posted.
And just clear for the record, the inspector doesn't agree with any of those points regarding
right.
external
okay.
improvements.
Any more comments from the board? All right, the chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $100 per day against the respondent effective today and continue until compliance is achieved or reaches the maximum of $15,000. Is there such a motion? All right, I'm going to pass the gavel. Someone else,
May
please
I?
Make a motion.
Yeah. You pass the gavel. Are you making a motion?
Well, I guess I'll have to because no one else. Do we need to have more discussion about this? I'm not clear where we're headed as a board because nobody said anything. So
yeah.
I'd like to hear some more discussion before I make a new motion.
Well,
I'll say something then.
Okay, go ahead, Mr. Smart.
I'll make a motion that we delay imposing the fine until our next meeting.
Okay. Is that a motion?
It's a motion.
All right, a motion by Mr. Smart.
Second.
A second by Mrs. Himes. All in favor. What?
You took back the meeting?
Yeah. Yes, sorry. Motion by Mr. Smart. A second by Mrs. Himes.
Excuse me. Is the motion to just postpone this till next
meeting? Yes.
The hearing to postpone is the next meeting.
Okay.
We're going to postpone imposing a fine until the next meeting, hoping that you'll get into compliance and get more done. Is that right?
Well, shouldn't we phrase it, we're just going to postpone any action until next month?
I think that's the way it should be.
The hearing to impose fine is being continued until the next month.
The hearing to, all right, there's a motion. The hearing, we will restate the motion. A hearing to impose a fine will be delayed until the October 8th meeting, 2015.
Yep.
That's a new motion.
Second.
I'm making the motion now, right? Mr. Smart, are you amending your motion? All right, the amended motion we're going to vote on.
To the next meeting.
Yes, just stated in a different way.
Okay.
All right. Why are you amending your second? All right. We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like sign opposed. Motion carries. So we've given you till... Okay. Okay, we're done. But we've given you until next month to get this property into compliance completely before... And we'll hear it again.
Madam Chair, before we leave this issue, and I know you made a decision, and
but
if I can just ask, just for clarification, both for me and I think for them, is this going to require them to have to come back next
month?
Yes.
Okay. Which I just didn't really hear any indication of an intent to or an ability to resolve it within another month or any time.
I think that will be clearer next month. Right? But I mean, I think that was the intent of the motion, is to see if there's any work going to be done on this building at all, other than just maintaining the outside appearance. They have 30 days to... We'll rehear the motion. Rehear the case.
It's a little confusing to me if he does not have the funds.
That's between you and staff.
I'm sorry?
What the board did is they said, we'll bring it back next month, but you have to get with staff and come into compliance. That's between the two of you.
Okay, but I'm
giving you another month to do that.
I do understand that, and I do appreciate that, but I'm just saying, what is it that he can do within a month time? That's what I need to speak to Mr. Rickerson about.
Mm-hmm.
And I will do that, and I will, okay. I will follow through with whatever that that I can do to assist him. But I need to let the board know it is minimum that I can do, because it's really not my property.
It's not your property,
and I cannot afford it. Right. To be honest with you.
We've been giving you a little time. Okay. The case started, we were first notified in March, and it's now September, and we're coming back in October. So.
Okay.
Well,
thank you so very much for the board and the staff. Thank you so very much.
Okay. Case number 10 is
thank
in compliance. Case number 11 is in compliance. Mr. Jackson.
I didn't know if we had other cases, but if we could go back to the lien review.
We only have a couple new cases to hear, and I just assume that these people that have been waiting very patiently in the audience to come up here, these respondents, get their time right now.
Yeah, I was only asking because, we had to go pull staff unexpectedly out of other functions.
These are just compliance or non-compliance cases, and I don't think they'll take very long, and I'd just like to dispose of it since they've been sitting very patiently. All right, the next case is CEB 09-15-42. James L. and Phyllis Bea, is anyone here for that case? What can you tell us, Mr. Jackson?
This is the property at 120 Azalea Drive. The inspector is John Stinson. He reports that the property remains in non-compliance, and he requests that you give him till next cutoff to come into compliance.
Okay. The chair will entertain a motion to find the respondent and noncompliance and give the respondent until the next cutoff date, which is 9/30/15, to come into compliance or be returned to the board for an imposition of a fine.
So moved.
All right, we have a motion from Mr. Smart and a second from Mrs. Himes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like sign opposed. Motion carries. Okay, case number 15, CEB 09-15-45, John Supa at 555 Himes Street. Respondents present? What case are you?
13.
You're in compliance.
Oh, we got pictures of what we are?
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Stenson.
Sorry, we read that in the beginning. All right, good. Well, let's do it. I did, I thought. It's number 13. Yeah, I did. Yeah. All right, we have one more case. We stated 09-15-45, John Soup. Anyone here? All right, Mr. Jackson, what would you like to tell us?
Yes, this case, the inspector is John Stinson, and the property is in non-compliance. He reports the property is in non-compliance and give him until next cutoff to come into compliance.
Okay. Chair will entertain a motion to find respondent in non-compliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, which is 9/30/15, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to, well, I don't know whether we need to do that right now. We'll just stop it after be returned to the board for consideration of a fine.
So moved.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Second.
All right, motion for Mr. Smart, second for Mrs. Himes. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Like, sign opposed, motion carries. Now we're going back to.
Well, we actually have one more, but I would rather we. Okay. You did?
What case do we have that we haven't done?
Okay. You good? Okay. What? No. The inspector tells me we're done. You're fine.
Okay.
Batting 1,000.
Yeah, today, this is a good day, isn't it? All right, let's go back to the quote-unquote request for board action, CEB 07-14-71. Okay. Now where are we with this?
You want to wait a few minutes for Mrs. Himes to come back?
Yeah, Mrs. Himes, we'll wait for you. We're going to take a 5-3 minute break. Wait for Mrs. Himes to return.
Okay.
So we're in recess.
We're going to call the meeting back to order again. Recess is over.
So we're ready.
They're ready. All right.
Neighbors are not happy.
I'm sure you're ready for us to resume.
We're ready to go.
Okay. We were able to get staff to give us some clarification. And
have one for me too.
Oh.
Okay. Now
we're back.
Okay. The clarification. What we took the break for was to get some determination from the staff. Just clarification on exactly where staff was regarding this. At least planning staff. We've been advised is that the all approvals necessary for this project to go forward has been met and satisfied for the staff. And so it's only an issue of him getting the money and doing the job, doing the project. So but here's what we found out during this period in interim as well. His circumstance is that the loan offer, I guess we call it, expires on September 8th. He's been able to get that extended to September 24th. Just got that faxed in, approving that. Although I don't see that right here, but that's what I'm. Yes. This approval is valid through September 24th. Okay. So he's been able to get an approval at least for the loan to be able to do this project. But the loan is contingent upon this being remedied, having the clear title. What the staff is requesting and willing to do, it's a similar request as the staff has requested before, is the inspector tells me that And the respondent has agreed that he can go out there and he can take care of the only outstanding concerns we have in terms of compliance, which is, I've been told, painting the building and locking a couple of doors and making it a trespass arrest site. So he can take care of those things, and he is agreeing that he can have all of that done by Monday, September 14th, I believe it is. And what we would ask the board to do is to give a conditional release upon him paying $3,000 reduction of lien and approval of staff that he has accomplished these things that are requested. Without that, everything starts over in terms of trying to get him going forward on the project.
Can you come back to the next meeting and give us a report?
Yes, we can do. Yes, staff will very much be willing to come back and give a follow-up report to the board as to whether it was accomplished or not or where we stand. Quite honestly, if it's not accomplished, then we probably need to, well, if nothing else, the lien is still there, $25,000 lien is on the property.
So we're actually not reducing the lien?
No, we're reducing the lien.
We're reducing the lien. This is your request for
yes.
us to reduce the lien to $3,000 today.
Right, but we will not hand him an executed release of the lien until we receive the $3,000, which is our typical when we receive the reduction of payment,
right.
and the approval of staff that he's now in compliance. Yeah, an affidavit of compliance would be
staff
efficient.
Approval. What date?
The 14th. Everyone agrees you can do that by the 14th. Well, make sure you're talking to him because I want to make sure you're all on the same page.
Prior to the issue,
he said he can do that. I'll look at it tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, he's assuring it'll be done today at
right.
the very small building, but we're giving him until Monday.
Till Monday? Do I have any comments from the board?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Stop.
He's going to have to pay through closing.
I have a question for Mr. Jackson.
Go ahead.
Yeah, at the time of. I'm sorry, I did need to clarify one thing as well. Yes.
The city has incurred some expenses regarding this case. Does $3,000 cover those expenses?
I think the city staff feels it does. We are willing to recognize, you know, this. Been issues over this time, and we've heard them. But the city feels that it's satisfying. I think the one thing I didn't state clearly, I was wrong in the way I said it, and now if I can clarify, I think he expressed before that you know his personal funds are depleted, and everything he's doing is relying upon this lien. This would not be something unusual that we've done to make this release. With being subject to the payment, that payment happening at closing, with the actual payment of the lien will come out of the closing funds.
These funds you're getting, are used to do the repairs? Do you own this property?
Yes.
Clear?
No.
Sir, these funds actually are to get this property and the business up and running and get a rezoning on the business and get the gas station up and running.
It's not for the mortgage payment or the clearing of the title from the mortgage company. It's a separate loan.
It's, they're going to put a lien on the property for this. They cannot... They
1 second. Ma'am, would you come up, please, and testify?
I don't know anything about the future, really. I'm just a nosy neighbor. But, I don't know...
All right, be sworn in, please.
Amy Pyle, 136 South Grandview Avenue, Daytona Beach.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony about the provided is the
whole
truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Do you have something to say about this case?
I've been interested in the code enforcement in my own area, so I tried to research a little bit, and really, I'm coming forward. I probably shouldn't say anything. I'm a naive and ignorant on these matters, so please forgive me.
Are you a neighbor?
No, I'm a resident of Daytona Beach.
Okay, all right. I thought you... Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you were a person that brought the complaint.
I apologize
okay.
for troubling
you. Okay. All right. Back. Okay.
Hey, what I'm sorry, the staff is asking us to do is to accept a reduced lien of $3,000, payable at closing. They're saying that they won't go forward with the closing unless everything he's in compliance. And you've asked that they come back next month to let you know that that's happened.
But I've been under a different impression. I mean, now it's a closing loan. I thought it was a loan to be approved. Huh.
It's closing on the loan
to do the
improvements, not on the sale of the
right.
No. That's correct.
Okay, so that's where we are.
Yes.
Okay. Yes or no? That's where we are right now.
And if I may add, regarding bringing the property in compliance as of now for the locks and the painting, it's a very small property. I will get it painted myself personally today, and the locks, I'll put them on again. I've done it before, and I'll do it again. But I just want, if the staff can support me and come in tomorrow, if they can give me time, if tomorrow morning, an appointment, to view that and... check it and say compliance.
Right.
We're going to do the work.
Yes, sir.
Right.
It's not our role.
Yes, sir.
The role is whether you want to go ahead with the deal or not. Yes or no?
Does anyone, any board member, have anything that they'd like to say? I still have questions. Go ahead, Mr. Jones.
I'm not being facetious, but I turn your mail on and get your mail. From now on, this property.
Yes, sir.
Or forward it. Just get the mail started up so that there's no excuses that you didn't get some mail. And we should probably return receipt requests on all this kind of information.
It is. No, not that. Okay. Not the police. Okay.
Required, and it would be an additional cost.
Ms. Times.
I'm sorry.
Who? I don't know.
Me?
Yes, please.
Oh,
state your name for the record, please, and be sworn in.
Rose Acton,
on the beach.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you must provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
We were asked the staff to discuss the fines in relation to his site plan approval. This property was cited prior to this project even being submitted. So as far as it goes with his project, property maintenance in Article 6 of our Land Development Code requires that regardless of whether you're going through site plan approval or not, you are required to maintain your property. And so the site plan approval is completely separate from the fines he's been assessed. He's been assessed fines for property maintenance. And he was supposed to be maintaining his property even though he was going through the site plan approval process. So if you're looking at it from the perspective of his project, it's like apples and oranges. One has nothing to do with the other.
We require applicants to make sure that they are maintaining their property and meet the code the entire
time to go through the process.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else want to say anything? I'm going to make a motion to impose. Yes. What? To impose a lien in the amount. Actually, I'm going to make a motion to deny a reduction of the lien. Is there a second? Motion fails. Now, someone else can make a motion. Well, I don't either, and that's why I made my motion.
It is a compromise, and I guess we have to with them on occasion. If he doesn't do what he says he's going to do, I don't know what to do. Come back and start all over again?
Does the fine keep accumulating?
The lien doesn't change. He doesn't do what he's supposed to do. There's no deal.
He still has $25,000.
No deal.
I can live with that.
So make a motion. Okay.
Make a motion to accept the compromise.
I make a motion.
Go ahead.
I make a motion that we accept staff's recommendation continued on that he bring it up to par and we're paid.
Can you say the compromise would
yes, that the property be brought into compliance and affidavit of compliance be placed in the file by Monday of, or at least it be brought into compliance by Monday, September 14th, and that at the time of closing that we would receive a reduction, the reduced lien amount of $3,000. Yeah, that would satisfy the bank to do that at closing.
All right, time to vote. Closing this down. All in favor of this motion say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. That would be me. Okay, motion passes.
Four from me.
Okay. Four.
4-1.
I would like to say, I hope we don't have any more readings in our report.
Thank you very much, members of the board.
Is there any miscellaneous business? All right, we'll adjourn this meeting.